hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul trying my best to fill in for Melody's Hughes for the day, and I know I cannot do her job. She is a pro at this. I'll do what I can and best I can for her because she certainly deserves a break, and I'll just do what I can and take phone calls too, so you can join us if you like. And comment and anything you want to talk about, but I'll do just the best I can because I can't do Melody's. Melody is absolutely the premium gold dealer right there as far as honesty and integrity. Melody Seastrom is the only one I recommend. Now, I'm telling you the truth. I've been in this business for a long time as far as doing radio shows, and I've bought some gold and silver over the years. Melody Seastrom is the only one out there today that's still in business that I know of that I'd recommend. And you need to call her at 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. I can promise you one thing. She won't do you wrong. She'll steer you in the best way she knows how to make the best purchase possible. So let's get started as best I can. Like I said, I'm not an expert at this, but we'll start out with the market reports. And I checked these about 3:30, so see what's going on now. The Dow is down 22.57 to close at 25.561. NASDAQ is up 19 to close at 79.07. S&P is up 0.60 at 28.58. So they're pretty much holding steady at today's values. Gold, however, went down $1.70. It's down to 12.1930. Boy, of all the times to get to buy, now would be the time. Silver is up 2 cents. 1545. Platinum is up 46 cents, 831.79. And palladium is up 377 at 904.90. Folks, I tell you what, I shouldn't put it this way. God knows my needs, but I wish I had some extra money to buy some silver and some gold because now's the time to get it. It absolutely is the time to get it because you can see now that prices are going to go up again soon. I want to share with you why in a few minutes, but in the meantime, I want to tell you something that you need to look out for yourself. For you to see the devaluation of a dollar, back when the dollar was still a full dollar, let's just start in 1913. Let's look at some figures here. In 1913, a dollar was worth a dollar. In 1940, $1.41 is what it took to be worth a dollar. 1960, $2.99. be worth a dollar. In 1980, let's do 1971. I got married in 71. Well, I skipped that year, actually. So 1970, it was $3.92 to make $1. That's how much inflation went up on the dollar by 1970. 1980, $8.32. It more than doubled from 1970 to 1980 in dropping in inflation. In 1990, $13.20 equaled $1. $13.20 to buy $1 about 1913. In 2000, $17.39 to buy $1 by 1913. Now, you get my point here? If you had purchased some silver back when the price was lower, back in the 50s, 60s, 70s, whatever, the 80s, this is what your dollar is going to, and silver does not do that. Or gold. In 2005, it took $19.73 to buy what $1 to buy. In 2006, $20.18. 2007, $20.94. 2008, $21.57. 2012, $23.27. And I lost from day to day about things like $26, $27 bucks now to equal what $1 to buy in 1913. The dollar is still a dollar. Now, I want you to just let that settle in a minute and see what inflation has done. That is over a 2,000% increase or better in inflation since 1913. You say, well, why does that bother us? What's that to do with us? Well, I'm going to share with you a minute what's happening in Venezuela. And Venezuela, you say, well, that's in South America. That's old news. No, it's not old news because it's still going on. We're heading down the same path. But before we get to that, though, I want to share with you the fact that, you know, I guess you know that Trump has decided to continue the tariffs. And he's going to increase, go ahead, the 25% tariff on $16 billion worth of goods out of China. And China and Germany are saying, hey, we're going to do business with Iran no matter what you say. So We'll see on that. But because of the tariffs so far, and I'm not saying they're wrong. I don't know. Tariffs were the way we used to handle things in this country before we got all messed up with the Federal Reserve, income tax, and everything else. Before we didn't have to put up with all that other malarkey, tariffs is how we handled financial problems in this country. Unfortunately, we don't have that anymore. We don't have the steadiness of your earnings being yours, because income tax takes at least 25% or more of what you make. And we don't have the steadiness of that of a constant dollar. We have inflation. So tariffs, yeah, they may work. I don't know that they will. I don't know what's going to happen when they finally get them all put in place. I just don't know. I don't know if anybody does, for sure. I know some of them think they do, but think you do and know for sure something else. By the way, I'm going to take phone calls this hour, too, because I like taking phone calls. Like I said, you can call me if you like at 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. And this is Pastor Butch sitting in from Ellie Seastrom on Financial Survivor Day, doing my best to fill her shoes, and I know I can't do a very good job of it, but I'll do what I can. Because the sanctions are going in place in China, the largest nail company that manufactures nails in the country is called Mid-Continent Nail Company in Missouri. It's laying off 60 workers. You say, well, that's not a lot. It is if you're one of those workers. Okay? It is the way it is. I know we all, me too, have a tendency of, it's sad, but it's not me. It could be. Harley Davidson, of course, has been kind of dragged through the mud because they're going to move some of their plants overseas. Whether you like it or not is not the point. That means American jobs are going to be lost. But you say the economy's booming, 4.1% last time, and people are getting jobs. I'm not questioning that. See, this is the whole point, and it's kind of confusing. People are losing their jobs, and I know personally people that are very, very much struggling just to pay their bills. I talked a couple of days on the phone in the office, the ministry office, that are really not quite making it. They're still hanging on. It's like somebody when you're running down a hill and you feel yourself going forward, you know you're going to fall, you're trying to keep from it, you're just trying to hang on. Well, that's financially, that's how they're doing. They're hanging on, but barely. But Harley-Davidson is going to move some jobs overseas. In Washington State, REC Silicone, who make silicone materials for solar panels, are slowing down. They're going to have a layoff because of the tariffs. In Michigan, Transmatic, a company that shapes metals for mostly for auto parts, are going to have a layoff. Yeah, this is there's going to be a tariff on steel. In South Carolina, Volvo, of all places, I never thought about Volvo being affected like this. In South Carolina, the Volvo manufacturing facility is going to lay off 4,000 workers. That is a hit. 4,000 jobs are going to be gone. Now, if you figure there's four people per family average, that's 16,000 people going to be suffering because somebody lost their job. And what's going to happen after that, I really don't know. I do not know. Folks, I wish I had the answers for this. All we can do is look at past history and see what's happening now financially and talk about this. And we're going to find out, and I'm going to discuss with you the spiritual side of this situation before this hour is over. And I want to hear from you also because this is really, that's who I am. I take phone calls. I love your opinions. I learn from you all. Melody's got so much knowledge in her head, she can go on for hours and never need a phone call or never, but I like to learn. And if you want to call and talk this hillbilly preacher day, trying to fill in Melody's shoes, please do at 844-769-2944. Now I want to share this with you. Now, please pay attention. This is in Venezuela. Gold prices are soaring in Venezuela. That's because their monetary system, their fiat currency, is dropping like a rock. Last month, in Venezuela's capital city of Caracas, a cup of coffee would have set you back 2 million bolivars. Did you hear me? Last month, 2 million bolivars. That's up from 2,300 bolivars 12 months ago, meaning the price of a cup of coffee has jumped 87,000%. Imagine that. And you thought Starbucks was expensive. 2 million boulevards. But that was July. Prices in Venezuela are doubling roughly every 18 days. But preacher, that's in Venezuela. That was in Germany. That was where. No, it can't happen here. Boy, did the Germans think that. And the Venezuelans, I'm sure, thought that also. The International Monetary Fund now projects inflation to hit an astronomical 1,000,000% by the end of this year. This puts the beleaguered Latin American country on the same slippery slope path as Zimbabwe a decade ago in Germany in 1920s when a wheelbarrow full of marks was barely enough to get you a loaf of bread. Now, I just told you that our dollar has dropped over 2,000% since 1913. What if it loses another 2,000% in value? What if it goes down to where it takes 40-some dollars to equal $1? Can it happen? Of course it can happen. It's happening every day. You know, I talk to people, say, well, but preacher, the dollar's not dropped yet. It's still here. It's not going. It's not the point that they take it all away at one time. It's a point that they devalue it every day. It is going away. They just don't take it out of your pocket and say it's no good anymore. They wouldn't do that. People would riot. But through the tax we call inflation, they lower your worth and your purchasing power to the point that before you know it, you can buy very little for a dollar bill. I've told this story before, and I'll tell you again. I'll go back to the article. Now, this has been a long time ago, folks. I know I'm getting to be an old man. I'll be 77th next month, so I know I'm getting older. But when I was a little boy, you know, 12, 13 years old, 1964, I would have been, let's see, 1964 that they took the silver out of the dollar. So, being up in the early 1960s, my mom and dad and I, once in a while, would go out to a drive-in theater. Back when a whole family could go and watch a John Wayne Western or something, that was good, clean fun. But we would stop at a little dairy bar on the way to the movie theater. We'd buy 12 hot dogs for $1, $1, which was backed by silver at the time. So it was a silver dollar, and a piece of paper called a silver certificate. We'd buy 12 hot dogs. Four Cokes, including the price for the bottle. If you didn't, you bought the bottle back, got your money back. It was 40 cents for four Cokes. Maybe 45, I don't remember, but around 40 cents. To get in the theater for all four of us, a carload of people in the theater is $1 each. So for less than $3, we had a night out with food in our stomachs and entertainment. Try that today at the family of four. Take them to a movie today, indoors, outdoors, I don't care where you take them. Try to buy 12 hot dogs for $1. Oh, you still can if you have a silver dollar. You can buy 12 hot dogs with a silver dollar. Oh, yes, you can. And get change back. But try it with your fiat currency. Try to take the family of four after entertainment and take them to the movie on less than $3 now. One hot dog costs you $2 at least. So you see what I'm telling you, folks. This is what inflation has done in my lifetime already. What's it going to be if time goes on another 20, 30 years from now, the way this thing's going? But back to the article. Venezuela's socialist president, Nicolas Maduro, who only this past weekend survived an assassination attempt involving several explosive hidden-laden drones, announced recently that the country plans to rein in the hyperinflation by lopping off 5 zeros from its currency. How are they going to handle inflation? Just erase some zeros, duh. Oh, my. If you recall, Zimbabwe similarly tried to combat soaring prices of its own by issuing a cartoonish $100 trillion banknote, which in 2009 was still not enough to buy a bus ticket in the capital of Harare. Without structural government reforms, a new boulevard is just as unlikely to steady Venezuela's skyrocket inflation or remedy its crumbling economy. Folks, lopping off zeros on a bill is not going to make any difference. It doesn't work that way. So where does this put gold? At some point, hyperinflation gets so ludicrously out of control that discussing exchange rates becomes pointless. But as of July 30th, an ounce of the yellow metal, now listen to this, folks, would have gone for 211 million boulevards, an increase of more than 3.1% from just the beginning of the year. An ounce of gold went up over 3.1% in less than a year. Now let that sink in. Now, why is that important? The article says, my point in bringing this up is to reinforce the importance of gold's fear trade, which says that demand for the yellow metal rises when inflation threatens to destroy a nation's currency, as it's doing right now in Venezuela. A Venezuelan family that had the prudence to store some of its wealth in gold will be in much better position today to survive or escape President Maduro's corrupt far-left regime. Such was the case following the fall of Saigon in 1975. Maybe some of y'all remember that. I'm a Vietnam-era vet. I lost friends over there. In 1975, we pulled out and deserted the people. Yeah, we did. Anyway, if not for gold, many South Vietnamese families might not have managed to escape the country. A seat on one of the thousands of fleeing boats reportedly went for 8 or 10 tiels of gold per adult, 4 or 5 tiels per child. A tiel is slightly more than an ounce. Gold was their passport. Thanks to the precious metal, tens of thousands of Vietnamese boat people, as they are now known, were able to start new lives in the U.S., Canada, Australia, and other developed countries. So gold literally saved the lives of people in Vietnam. And it's also making a difference in people in Venezuela who have it, who've had it. So can it happen here? Will it happen here? Eventually, folks, runaway inflation will happen here. They've delayed it. They postponed it. They've played with it. They've done figures. They've did bailouts. They've done everything they can to propose this thing from going any further. But postponing it only pushes it further down the road and makes the explosion worse when it happens. When the collapse comes, our collapse as America is going to affect the whole world. Not just as it would Venezuela or Vietnam. It's going to affect the whole world. Because as the Bible tells in Revelation chapter 18, we have made merchants of the world rich. Yeah, I said we, U.S., have done that. And when we go down, it's going to be a hard financial hit for the whole world. So you prepare yourself, and I'm telling you to call Melody as soon as you can. And don't think, well, you have to have $10,000. No, you don't. $100 is a good start. Anything's a good start. Get a couple silver eagles or something to get started with, or some junk silver. Call Melody, because they had 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. You can call me now if you like. I'd love to hear from you. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. You may have a question that I can't answer, really. But we'll try to figure it out together. If you want to call and talk to me, I hope you'll do that. I really mean that, because I love talking to folks that really kind of feed my brain as I try to help them a little bit along the way. So you give us a call at 844-769-2944. Got to go to break. Back a couple minutes.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio. TalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
All righty, folks. This is Pastor Butch Paul again, filling in for Melody Cederstrom on Financial Survivor. You need to call Melody, like I said, and I hope you will. Yes, this is her program, and yes, I'm going to try to help her make some trades with you all, because I know it can help you and help her too. 800-375-4188. By the way, this program is airing live at 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern, so if you listen to it tonight and you try to call the number I give out, talk to me, I won't be there. Okay? I'll be doing my own radio program tonight at 9 o'clock Eastern. I'll be doing on 6115 Shortwave. 6115 Shortwave will be on my own program. But anyway, if you want to call and talk to me now, you can. 844-769-2944. Back to some information, some news. Now, folks, I'm going to kind of slowly shift gears on the next couple of segments. From financial to spiritual, somewhat spiritual, I guess you could say, to show some facts that make you understand how we're in this mess. Have you noticed that people, maybe you've got some years on you like I have, that we're seeing companies that we've been seeing around for years like Sears and others going under? I mean, you know, they're just going JCPenney. Companies that were around for years and years are disappearing. Well, looks like Rite Aid may be going down the same road. It's sad. This is USA Today. As parents start back-to-school shopping, basic school supplies are raising their game against gadgets like iPads. Stores are pushing interactive reusable notebooks or pens that make the marks disappear and the paper is heated. Rite Aid is abandoning its merger with supermarket giant Albertsons after facing opposition from certain investors and advisors, further clouding the ailing drugstore's giant's future. As its two biggest rivals, CVS and Walgreens, keep getting bigger and more diversified, Rite Aid was hoping to do the same by arranging a tie-up with Albertsons. Privately held Albertsons was hoping to use the deal to go public. Rite Aid and Albertsons said late Wednesday they mutually agreed to kill the idea. Maybe these are the jobs have been absorbed in a different area and we won't even notice it, but I really hate to see old names disappear. I really do, and I don't know that maybe they're all good or all bad or whatever. Montgomery Ward and all. You remember all those? You used to get catalogs in the mail from Sears, Montgomery Ward, and all the big catalogs, big glossy pictures. Well, when we first got them, they were black and white pictures. You all probably don't want to know this, but back in the old days when you had outhouses, the catalogs were handy for other things besides looking at to order something. But when it came out with the glossy pictures, they didn't work so well anymore. But nonetheless, it is what it is, folks. I remember those days. Maybe you don't. And I almost feel sorry if you don't. I really do. I truly do feel sorry if you don't. The Rite Aid has been around for a long time. And it looks like they could be having to more or less close the doors on stores. And ask whether people find other jobs or not, again, is not the point. There's going to be jobs lost. And if you worked someplace for a long time, you're near retirement age, that's got to be a little bit scary. At least it would be for me. I guess it would be for everybody else. It'd bother me. Procter & Gamble cuts worldwide jobs to lowest in decades. And there are more job cuts to come. Procter & Gamble. A lot of things they do I don't like. A lot of things they make I don't like. But again, another company that's been around for, oh my goodness, I don't know how many years. It's been a long, long time. 200 years, maybe, something like that when it started. They've been in Cincinnati, Ohio for around 200 years. And that's a long time. I'm sure along those ways they had to do some things right and make some good products. But Procter & Gamble has shrunk its payroll to 92,000 worldwide. That sounds like a lot of people, and it is. But 3,000 fewer jobs than a year ago. More job cuts are coming, the company said. The consumer products giant employs about 10,000 in greater Cincinnati. That's a lot of jobs, folks. Cincinnati is a good-sized city, I realize that. But 10,000 jobs puts a lot of groceries on a lot of people's tables, pays a lot of house payments, makes a lot of rent, makes car payments, pays power bills, phone bills, takes care of the medical bills, takes care of people. The dollars circulate, and people are able to pay their bills. There's 10,000 in Greater Cincinnati. It has been under intense pressure to lower costs as its restructuring efforts have dragged on for much of this decade, and sales growth has failed to rebound. Tuesday's disclosure revealed the company's paid separation packages to 2,700 employees in the latest fiscal year ending June 30th, including 1,300 in the first quarter. Cincinnati-based P&G has cut 36,000 jobs since its first announced major layoffs in the spring of 2012. 36,000 jobs in 6 years. That's 6,000 a year. That is a lot of people. And again, maybe perhaps they're being absorbed in the economy. Nobody's going to miss them, and there's no big deal. It's going to be okay. Everything's looking rosy. Now, that could be, and I hope that's really true. I don't see it a lot in my area here in West Virginia. Coal mines are going back to work a little bit here, but other than that, I don't see a lot of improvement financially in this area. Now, maybe I'm wrong, or maybe you're overlooking something. I know our governor just went from a Democrat to a Republican a few months ago, and he's got in office saying we're going to raise taxes. Of course, he raised taxes. He raised license plate fees and gasoline tax and everything else, and yes, he's doing some work on the roads. He is. But again, states don't produce. They are consumers of our wealth. So they can provide services that we at least we think we need, and they cover their own butts by doing that. So this is what it is. And Procter & Gamble, with 36,000 people with less jobs, somebody has got to be hurting somewhere in that. There's no doubt about it. It's got to make a difference. It can't help but make a difference in one company. Nationwide, maybe not so much, but one company, 6,000. How many more tens of thousands have been laid off from other places who are closing the doors, like Sears, I mentioned already, and others? They're closing their doors. Are all these people being absorbed into the marketplace? Are they all finding jobs? Are they all still producing? Are they living as well as they were at the previous jobs? You know, you can find another job. I mean, really, you can go from a well-paying, let's say a $25 an hour job, $20 an hour, whatever, or even $15 an hour. You can find a job at McDonald's or Wendy's or for $8, $9, $10 an hour. You're working maybe 28, 29, 30, 35 hours a week. Very, very few of them hire full-time any longer. They don't want to consider you a full-time employee. But let's say you get 35 hours a weekend, and you're making $10 an hour compared to you're making 20. Does that affect you? Yeah, you're working. Yeah, jobs are out there, and people are being absorbed into the system. If your pay's been cut half or more, do you notice that when it comes to paying the bills? Do you think you notice that? And with the inflation, do you think that even hurts even more? These are common sense questions we need to ask ourselves. What if this happened to me and you? Think about it. What if it happened to you and I? What would we do then? Could we cope? Could we handle it? Now I'm going to share with you something I don't share with everybody, but I'm going to share it because you people are listeners and I consider you family. Over the years, thanks to people like Melanie Seastrom, Bob Chapman, some others, I did purchase a little bit of silver and gold and coins, junk silver, silver dollars, whatever I could afford, even silver rounds, easy for me to say. All this I purchased when I could afford them. Well, some years ago, I'm guessing 7, 8 years ago, my middle son, Patrick, had to have surgery. He didn't have the money. Not many people I knew had the money at all. It's $20,000. And I want to tell you right now that if I hadn't listened to people like Melanie Seastrom and purchased some silver and gold over the years, I could not have helped my son have surgery. I paid for it, and I say that by the grace of God, I did. By the help of God, I paid for it. He didn't have to pay a dime on it because I listened to wise counsel. And I praise God for that. I mean, this past spring, I got a terrific deal on a whole house generator. I did. Saved about $3,500 because I paid cash, because I had some silver and gold to cash into Melody. Yeah, Melody bought back silver and gold for me so I could pay. Millie bought back the money so I could pay for Patrick's surgery. So the guy I called from Nevada, where I was at night on my program, says she didn't buy back. He's either mistaken or a liar. I don't know which. But nonetheless, she bought back mine on the spot, paid me, sent me a check. I paid for surgery. I put a whole house generator in, and thank God I had enough sense to think ahead and do that. Folks, this is an investment. It's not an expenditure. It's not something that you're buying to make payments on, that you got to rebuy in 10 years or 6 years like a car or a boat. This is an investment that pays off in the future. It pays off in the future. Gold and silver are not expenditures that you spend to consume. You spend them to be wise and can try to do something about the control in the future that whatever it holds. That's what gold and silver is for. Now, a different topic, but it should concern us anyway. Students, college students especially, are now feeling pressure to censor themselves if they are what we call them conservatives. I'm serious. A study shows that conservative college students have to cope with left-leaning professors by self-censoring during class discussions and parroting the professor's political views on homework assignments. You get that? Even though they know the professor is an idiot and is so wrong, in order to survive in college, and I know one guy in California has called me several times, told me this, in order to survive in college, he had to write papers that pleased the teacher, not what he knows to be true. So college students are having to censor themselves and keep their thoughts to themselves, even though they may have sound reasoning and facts. They can't say anything because they will maybe flunk their courses. Now, is that what America is supposed to be all about? I understand respect for teachers. I do. I was taught that when I went to school, respect for teachers. But when you're a college student, you should be somewhat of an adult. And if you see facts, you just quote the facts. But now they have to censor themselves so they will not lose the chance to graduate. Maybe lose a chance at a decent job someday. This is America today. This is what we become. The so-called left, and I hate to use the word left and right and conservative and liberal. I hate those terms. I truly do, because there's only two ways to put it. It's right and wrong. There's nothing in between. It's right and wrong. They're right or you're wrong. And you say, well, all lefts are wrong. No, I didn't say that either. Sometimes they're right. But being a pastor, I would tell you that if it lines up with the Word of God, it's right. If it doesn't, it's wrong. It's just that easy, just that simple. That's why fiat currency can't work, because it's an abomination before God and there's a curse on it. America, because she's been so great and such a fantastic place for so long, thinks we can't be judged by the same standards that Israel was or other nations were. Fiat currencies damn the monetary system and starve people to death eventually because inflation eats them alive. And we go into a socialist movement to try to cover ourselves and cover somebody's poverty in a socialist movement, you still end up going further in debt and losing even more. Because I keep telling you this, that there's no such thing as a free lunch. No one gets anything for free. Somebody has to pay for it. That's just that easy. You don't get anything. You say, well, I went down to whatever, and they gave me a free cup of coffee. Really? You mean no one had to buy it and make it? No one had to pay the labor to somebody to put it in the pot and get it in there? No, nobody had to pay for the pot itself or the cup I put it in? It's all free? If you believe that, check your pulse. I don't think you have one. Nothing is free. The UBI talk about the universal basic income. That's not free. It is not free, people. As long as we have this idea that we have something for nothing, then we get what we deserve. And believe me, folks, we're getting it. The reading is alive every day, not just in inflation, but taxation. We're losing more every day with our property taxes that increase every year, everywhere it happens, and you lose more every year of what you've worked hard to earn. If you paid for your home, you paid for it for 30 years, you got it paid for, you think you're all free and clear. No, you're not. Every year, they reassess your property and raise the price as they see fit. They did mine this year. It'll be more next year. I guarantee it will be. All these things are coming together because we have become a socialist nation using a fiat currency, just like Venezuela was, and Germany, and other nations. And now we're going to see come the roost in our country. We'll see. Had a lady call me today and said, Preacher, do you think anything may fall apart by September, October? Do you think the economy is going to fall apart at the end? I said, no, I don't think so. I don't believe so. I don't believe in setting dates in the first place. But I don't think anything desperately bad is going to happen until at least after the midterm elections. Trump is, I guess you say, is holding his own, barely holding his own. It's a, we'll say, a lackluster election, more or less. I mean, he barely held his own. This summer got elected. He vouched for, and that's all well and good. But it didn't speak to you too well of what it was when in some places. It's just he won by like 30% in some states, and the elections barely passed by like 1,000 votes or something. So I don't know. After the election's over, we'll see. Will something happen after that? Will the Democrats moving away? Will the Republicans just finally give up and say, let it go? I don't know, people. I don't know. But if you're putting your hope in any man or administration, you're missing a whole ball game. There's only one hope for any individual or any nation, and that's to return to the Word of God and follow His laws and statutes. To live righteous before God, then He will bless. If not, cursings are ours. Just read Deuteronomy 28. You'll find out what I'm talking about and see if they aren't coming true in this good old USA we live in. See if we haven't went to the point of even sacrificing our children to idols. We call it abortion. It's murder. Sacrificed idols of pleasure, idols of finances. It's just all what boils down to. We kill them because we can't afford to feed them. And the best thing I can tell you is, honey, keep your legs together. That way it won't happen. These things, you see, we curse ourselves because of our desires to do what's wrong. And then try to cover it up with our own desires to cover our own sin. Murdering babies, one of them, perhaps. Or stealing's one of them. But it doesn't change God's laws. We reap what we sow. And payday always comes. And nations have to pay in the here and now. They won't pay in eternity. We pay in eternity. Nations pay now. Think about that. And phone line again is open. If you want to talk to me at 844-769-2944. This is live broadcast. Tonight won't be that way, okay? If you call tonight, you won't get through. Back at the break. I need to hear it just one more time.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All righty, folks, I am back again. Pastor Butch Paul filling in from Elliott Cedarstrom on Financial Survivor. And if you're going to try to call me on the program, on the phone number I gave, please don't call tonight, because this will be recorded for tonight. It's live right now. It's 4:44 here in West Virginia, Eastern Time. And if you want to call now, you can. We're live, 844-769-2944. But tonight, when you listen to the program, no point in trying to call, because I ain't going to be there, all right? Now, I want to tell you something that's kind of interesting. This is something that happened in Georgia. It's a, this is according to the Georgia Secretary of State's website, that Habersham County's Mud Creek Precinct in northeastern Georgia had 276 registered voters ahead of state's primary election in May. Now listen to this. 276 registered voters, but they received 670 ballots. That is a 243% turnout. A 243% turnout. So that's a pretty good turnout for a place with 276 registered voters and 670 of them voted. That is pretty doggone good. I don't think it beat that anywhere else. I mean, and oh yeah, the elections are always fair, you know that. And of course, In this one precinct, they use all computers. There's no paper trail. It's all done by computers. And people, when you vote by computer, your vote doesn't count. Paper ballots are hard enough to keep up with. They can be changed. But computer voting is a fraud. That's been proven more than once. Many, many times proven. But in Habersham County, Mud Creek Precinct, 276 voters, 670 of them showed up. Now, that's pretty doggone good. I tell you what, you can't beat that stick. That's got to be almost a record, I would think, for percentage turnout. I mean, really, I think that. So, yeah, that's why I say, when it comes to depending on man's system to turn this thing around, forget it. You say, well, Trump got in, he was elected, and I believe that maybe it was so big a turnout for him that he couldn't do much else, but as you can see, been in the office now for, well, it'll be 2 years coming in this year, year over a year and a half. And he's done some things I do like. He's done a lot of things I don't understand and some things I don't like. But he hasn't been able to drain the swamp. Hillary's still running the streets, campaigning, might run again in 2020 for president. Biden might run 2020 for president. Bernie Sanders, I'm sure, back in there for president. So I haven't seen a lot of the draining of the swamp happen yet. Now, I'm not putting him down for that. I'm really not, because he's only one man. And this good old boy club in Washington, D.C. and across this country has been going on for a long, long, long time. Even if Trump were a perfect individual and understood everything about finances and everything about Christ and his word and about how to obey his commandments, he'd have a huge, huge undertaking to try to change this country. Because unless the country wants to be changed, unless the country repents, it can't be changed. And I see no repentance going on. I don't. And I know you don't either. Not as a whole, you don't see that. Now, I'm going to share a couple of stories with you here that you may find interesting, because I think it just further proves my point as to why we're in the shape we're in. It's not because of even fiat currency. It's not because of murdering babies or sodomizing their sons and perverting their daughters. That's not because of that. You see, those are all symptoms of a disease called sin, S-I-N. Sin stands for self-indulgent narcissism. There you go. So what we see happening, all the fruit, if you will, of this corrupt tree that we see all around us, the corruption on every level, the murder and the chaos on every level, the insanity and the civil war that we're already in. I said the civil war that we're already in. Maybe not in a firefight yet, but it's coming. Are all due to the fact that America forgot who she was in Christ. Now, I'm going to share some of you. Now, I'm going to give you a history lesson. If you don't like history, turn the radio off. The first Chief Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court, his name was John Jay. And he said this, now listen to what I'm telling you. Providence has given to our people the choice of their rulers. And it is the duty, now pay attention, as well as the privilege and the interest of a Christian nation to select and prefer Christians for their rulers. Did you hear what I said? John Jay, the first Chief Supreme Court, just said it's up to us to decipher who is a Christian, who is not, and vote for Christians for their rulers. It is not only, said, a privilege, it's a duty for Christians to select, for a Christian nation to select Christian rulers. Now, if any politician come out today and says he's a Christian, he believes in the laws of God, and he wants to rule by the laws of God, he would not have a snowball's chance in Hades of being elected. Matter of fact, he would be so destroyed on the media that he'd be hard for him to show his face in public. But it was what John Jay said, we were to prefer Christians as our rulers. Matter of fact, in our first colonies, covenants, the compacts, you had to be a Christian to even run for office. That was what was required, folks. Yes, we were a Christian nation. Yes, we were, but we are not now. We're not even close. We're not even close to being a decent nation when it comes to morals and how to elect people. Yes. Okay. All right, we got a call. Go on, take a call right now if you don't mind, people. Let's talk to Alex in British Columbia, and I think that's further away than New York. Alex, come on in. Welcome.
Well, it's only a bit further away, but I just wanted to say, Pastor, how much I appreciate your program. And, of course, you were introduced to me through the Financial Survival Show, so I wasn't familiar. I just wanted to make a short comment, and because I totally understand your views on the truth of what abortion is. I'm like a lot of males, but I do have a certain issue where I tend to believe the civil right for the woman in this case is to give them some choice because of the mess as you're describing it in the world. And I would really like to think, and I just your opinion on this, but, you know, like keeping that as a bit of a safeguard for civil rights because what women are dealing with. But if we can move ahead, like in listening to you, like understand that, you know, we have to take personal responsibility and we need to teach this not only to the husbands and fathers and daughters and sons, but then I would like to see abortion put in a proper perspective. And I just wanted to mention that. Like, at this point, it's so messy out there. Like, taking away the civil right might not get us very far.
Well, I will say this, and you have to look. I'm looking at it totally from a biblical perspective. You know that.
Yeah, of course.
There's no such thing as civil rights. There's no such thing as civil rights. There's not even no such thing as God-given rights, because God is sovereign alone, and He blesses those who obey Him. He doesn't give them rights; He gives them blessings. Like, for example, here in America, we have what we call the Second Amendment. That was given to us to protect the innocent, to protect our nation, and we quit doing that in 1973. We did not protect the most innocent people in the world, the unborn babies. And our God is withdrawing that blessing of the Second Amendment. It's starting to fall apart in a lot of places, under attack everywhere. So civil rights are something we need to look at from this viewpoint. If a baby in the womb is a live individual, a live being, if he's a live person, then when you kill it, you murder someone. And there can be no rights for murder. No one has a right to murder. In God's eyes, it's child sacrifice, it's murder. So civil rights do not affect my we'll say, I hate to use the word rights, but civil rights does not give me the privilege, if you will, to get rid of something that was my fault in the first place.
Well, thank you, because what you're doing, Pastor, is setting an extremely high standard, and I really appreciate that. I stand behind you, and thank you for the call.
Alex, you call my program sometime too and say hi to me.
I'll do that. Take care.
All right. Thanks for calling, brother. Appreciate it. And folks, that's good. That's a very good point. It really is. Very good point. But we never have a right to do wrong. There's never a right to do wrong. I know we want to, and I just did a teaching at Bible study a month or so ago entitled, But It Feels So Right. Feelings and emotions are what get us in trouble. Our feelings do not matter. It's what thus saith the Word of God that keeps this nation straight, or we lose it. Back to what I was talking about, though, you hear what John Jay said about our duty to prefer Christians as our leaders as a Christian nation. Well, here's something you might want to know. Former Michigan State Representative Rashida Tlaib, a progressive Democrat, won her state's primary in the 13th Congressional District Tuesday, leading her to likely become the first Muslim woman and the first Palestine American to hold national office. Now, let that sink in a minute, people. Let that sink in. Muslims are not Christians. Muslims are heathens. And that's all I can say about it. Their religion is nowhere near Christianity. Not even close. And I can prove it. If you want to debate me anytime, I'll debate you. Not even close. And we now have a district in Michigan that's elected a Muslim to hold office. A Muslim to hold office. I believe John Jay would have something to say about that. I truly, really, really do. And now let's go a little further. In Topeka, Kansas. Gracious, Kansas. A lesbian Native American Democrat bus candidate mode in Kansas. Lesbian, that says gay, but I'm not using the word gay. I wrote a book entitled Articles of Wisdom Instruction from God's Word. I have a chapter in there that said, entitled, Thank God I'm Gay. I am gay. I'm one of the happiest guys you ever meet. I'm gay as I can be, but I'm not a sodomite pervert. A lesbian Native American Democrat bust candidate mode in Kansas. Topeka, Kansas, the Democrat Sharice Davis of Kansas added her name Wednesday to her party's increasingly diverse slate of candidates advancing to the November ballot. Davids, who would be the first lesbian Native American elected to Congress, narrowly won the six-way primary in her eastern Kansas district, sharing the mold for a congressional primary winner in a conservative Kansas and embodying the range of ethnicities and sexual orientations of Democrat candidates running throughout the country this fall. Folks, did you hear what I said? A pervert, a sexual deviant was elected in Kansas. You don't think that affects our finances? You don't think God judges a nation in every way for this kind of perversion? You don't think this affects a civil society to the point that it can destroy finances also? Everything's tied together. Without morality, nothing can stand. Nothing will last. It can't last. It's impossible. Again, that's why I say, people, please protect your future the best you can. Yes, well, it looks like Satan's army is winning temporarily, but I read the last chapter of the book. We win in the end. And it's now so bad in America morally that they're going to buy school shooting insurance. Oh, yeah, school shooting insurance. School shootings in the United States have become so ambiguous that while legislators continue to try to ban guns, the effect of which was resulted in no meaningful legislation and seemingly no prevention of incidents, insurance companies like McGowan program administrators are stumbling into an unfortunate realization. School shootings insurance is necessary and in demand. They've written over 300 policies already. This is from Lance Ewan, treasurer of Belfry City Schools, and this is in Ohio. It is at least gives us some peace of mind that in the event of a horrible tragedy, we can begin to put things in place. It's a district of 1,000 students in southeastern Ohio, which purchased a plan that last year includes $25,000 death benefit per victim and trauma counseling. We have come so far down the road to destruction that we now have to put insurance on the children in school to pay out if they get killed in school. And in Oregon, a little town called Oregon, and where the judge, a federal judge, Marco Hernandez, said that told the parents in Oregon, I'm trying to find the name of the town here, that they have to let their boys share with the girls, and the girls share with the boys. They can't do anything about it. Say, if you don't like it, take your children out of the school. And I say, hey, amen to that. The judge got that right. This is Dallas High School in Oregon. If they're going to let the girls share with the boys and the boys share with the girls, and I want to tell you right now, knowing what a teenage boy is like, he's going to love that idea. You know that. And the parents can't do a thing about it except take them out of school. And I say, by God, take them out of school, shut that whorehouse down, get out of that mess. That's what I'm telling you right now. Now, I told you I don't stick on finances as well as Melanie does. But all this is affecting us, folks, in every way possible because we're under God's judgment. Call Melanie Seastrom right away, and please do that, at 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. Don't put it off. 50 or 500 or 5,000, 50,000. Don't put it off. Buy what you can when you can. Well, I'll be back with you Tuesday with Melody on her broadcast. Have a great weekend. Appreciate y'all. Bye bye.
Pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still, there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.